Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hour number three, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. We've got Kiefer Madness coming up at the bottom of the hour for people who are just catching up. The two big sports stories in these parts, today at least. Is Bill still going, by the way?
Nonstop.
Still going.
Bill's been talking. He's been going for like 45 minutes now.
Pretty incredible. Right now, 48 minutes.
And he's not answering anything.
No,
he's not talking about anything. It's short answer after short answer, non-answer after non-answer.
Why do they keep asking him?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like you've exhausted everything at this point. Although,
no, they didn't. They actually asked the real important question.
Did they get the crap?
Andy Reid's Hawaiian shirt yesterday. Right in the middle there.
It's always got one.
Oh. Andy Reid's always got a Hawaiian shirt. Okay.
So there's been no craft questions for real, Rossi? You've been monitoring this, right? Is Nick, our intern, been looking at this? Nothing?
We've got a report for you. Zero Robert Kraft questions in 44 minutes was the exact time.
I wonder, just a question.
Were they?
I wonder if they were told beforehand, don't ask about Robert Kraft or this is over.
Yeah, maybe. But if you're asking about Hawaiian shirts, I feel like it's already over.
Yeah, but
like maybe throw one out there anyway. Be like, you know what? What about do you have any comments on the owner situation? He's not going to have a comment, but at least have him respond. Point to the statement, like we said, that's probably why Robert Kraft put the statement out on Sunday or whatever it was, Saturday anyway, was to sort of get out in front of this and allow Belichick or himself or Jonathan to sort of point to the statement. But they haven't even had him do that. They're asking him about Trey Flowers and Michael Bennett and Brian Flores and Rob Gronkowski, Andy Reid's Hawaiian shirt. I feel like that's a pretty important topic right now. But
well, you'd have thought.
I don't know. I'm not in Arizona, so I can't ask the questions.
He was asked about Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah.
He informed us that the offseason is the offseason.
It certainly is. So, you know, he's right about that. He was didn't want to talk about Gostkowski because he's not under contract. Fine.
It's offseason's offseason.
He said Michael Bennett would be a good addition, and then the follow-up was why, and he said, we'll see. So that kind of sums up. There's been 48 minutes of that from Bill Belichick.
So the Gronkowski news, there isn't any. He was not at Raw last night.
I thought he would be.
We sent a battalion of reporters there.
We wanted to cover the event. There was a lot of buzz in the building about Gronk. There was a lot of kids and adults alike wearing Rob Gronkowski jerseys, waiting for Gronk. There was one reference to Gronk the entire night. It was by a little guy named Leo Rush. And he just kind of bad-mouthed Gronk, but that was it.
He was going for cheap heel.
Yeah, that's all it really was.
Nobody bought it.
Everybody was kind of waiting for it. I thought there was a chance. Didn't happen. And I actually think that is good for Gronk. It would have been kind of like, like he really waited to announce his retirement to kind of promote his appearance on wrestling in a way. Right? If he retired on Instagram on Sunday and then appeared on Monday Night Raw on Monday, not that there's anything really wrong with it, but I think it would have like a weird feeling to it. But clearly, they're not connected, the two. Like, he, you know, him making his decision on Sunday had nothing to do with the WWE.
We have no updates on what Gronk's going to do next. We don't know what movies he's been offered. We don't know what TV shows. We think that they're, you know, a Gronk family reality show makes all the sense in the world.
Yes.
But we don't know anything. We don't know what the Patriots are going to do about throwing the football to anybody not named James White or Julian Edelman. There seems to be a bit of a hole in the roster right now.
I don't love the group looking at it right now. The tight ends is comically bad. And the wide receivers is too. I mean, you have Edelman, who's fantastic. Edelman's great. He's your Super Bowl MVP and everything else. But, man, you're asking a lot out of him. And if you had some of the same issues, if you know, Gronk last year, it was, you know, if you read Tommy Curran talking about how, hey, you got to get out there. Hey, you got to practice. Hey, you got to do this. Like, we're relying on you. You're the only guy that we got here at this position. I wonder if Edelman's going to have some of the same stuff going on for him this year.
So that's that is literally all we know at this point, which ain't a whole lot. Help me out here, Jason, because I'm not looking at the right thing, I think.
What are you talking about?
The Kraft story.
Oh, the NFL owners are going to let Kraft's court case play out before deciding on punishment? not according to WBZ.
Which is kind of what we thought anyway. They weren't going to punish him before it played out. So now there seems to be a conflict because Adam Schefter reported yesterday, said it on this radio station yesterday, that it wouldn't be Roger Goodell who decided, you know, what ultimately happened with this whole case, that it would likely be the owners who would decide. Now, I'm reading a report in the Boston Globe today by Ben Volen, so I'm putting Adam Schefter's credibility up against Ben Volen's credibility.
I'll play along.
He said it's just the opposite. Quote, Goodell has an important and difficult decision in front of him wherever Kraft's legal issues are resolved. One owner was adamant that Kraft's fate is strictly a commissioner issue.
Ooh.
But we all know that certain owners, Jones, Mara, Art Rooney, Art Blank, among others, lean heavily on Goodell. We all know that certain owners love to see Kraft get his comeuppance. But, according to Ben Volen's story, this is clearly a commissioner's issue. Yikes. According to what Adam Schefter said on the radio station yesterday, it would be the owners who decided, not the commissioner.
Isn't it kind of the same thing? Don't the owners tell Goodell what to do for the most part?
Oh, no, he's a very independent voice, thank you very much.
Let me ask you again. Don't the owners tell the commissioner what to do?
It seems that they kind of do, yeah.
So it's really...
Well, no, it seems that they should. I'm just not sure that they do.
I feel like they... Whatever they want will be done. And either they're the ones that they get a committee together and they decide on what the punishment is and they announce it, or they decide and tell Roger Goodell what it is and then he announces it. It's one of the two.
In the WBZ story, which is online about this whole thing.
Yes.
And again, I'm quoting, added a top advisor to another owner. Isn't this the commissioner's responsibility? No way anything is going to happen from the owners right now because we don't even know what he's going to do in legal terms. So this seems to back up Volen's contention that, you know, this is the commissioner's job. This is not the owner's job.
So they're going to put it on Troy Vincent. Be like, hey, Troy, you take care of this. You do this. No, but I mean, I think the commissioner, again, he's going to get input from the owners. And I think it's a weird spot for them because it's not punishing a player. It's not even punishing a coach. It's punishing a fellow owner. And they might all want to be pretty careful at what they do. You know, if they really...
Well, that whole glass houses thing.
Exactly.
I mean, there are at least some owners in... I can think of one in Dallas.
Well...
Who might be a little hesitant about, you know...
Like people, most of these guys. Like, come on.
People who live in glass houses should dress in the basement.
Uh-huh. That's true. And a lot of these guys, and a lot of these owners, I mean, it's the exact same thing. So, if they want to suspend him for the season, give him the big fine and all this other stuff, like, okay... It's probably only a matter of time. You know, there's a lot of cameras out there in the world. There's a lot of stuff going on that all of a sudden you're going to be the one that everybody's looking at.
And the other story last night, obviously, was the Bruins' loss in Tampa. They gave up three unanswered goals in the third period. They had a 4-2 lead going into the third and just lost their damn minds. Some mental mistakes, some over-aggressiveness. Certainly not a laziness issue. In fact, just the opposite, trying to do too much.
Right.
Ended up burning them. They lose the game 5-4. I came out of the game feeling... Hey, they can play with this team. Just like the last time when they played them here at the Garden.
Mm-hmm.
The 4-1 Bruins win. Tampa is clearly the best team in the league. They will be favored in any playoff series they play, no matter who it's against. They should be. But the Bruins can play with them. At least that's... I came out of the game feeling that.
Yeah, I think... I mean, they have the best chance of anybody in the Eastern Conference at beating them. You know, when you look around.
I would say that's true.
I think they're right there. Now, they have to beat Toronto, and they still have a 5-point lead for home ice, because... Even though I like them against Toronto, no matter where the series is, you feel a whole lot better if there has to be a Game 7. Toronto would probably have nightmares if there was a Game 7 in Boston. So with, what, 6 games left to play or 8 games, whatever it is, no, 6 games left to play.
Yes.
Running out of time and hopefully getting a little bit more healthier by the day as, you know, again, 3 defensemen out of the lineup last night.
617-779-7937. Mark's in Medford. Hey, Mark.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
What's up, Mark?
So am I pissed that the Bruins blew a 2-goal lead in the third period and lost that game? Absolutely. But I got to tell you, Dale, I am very optimistic that in a 7-game series, this team could beat Tampa.
Well, I don't know. I mean, as I just said, they can absolutely play with Tampa.
I think they could beat them, Dale. I really do. In a 7-game series, I think they can beat this team. But you know that Steven Stamkos makes a living sitting in that face-off circle all night long.
Right where Alex Ovechkin sits.
Right. Whether it's 5-on-5, whether it's a power play, get somebody out on him. Don't let him just camp out there and wait for the puck. I mean, you could give him a lazy boy out there with a TV tray and a television. No one's touching him.
Well, they didn't play him very effectively the first couple of times, the first couple of goals. There was one point where he had another one-timer, and Tuukka got over and he made the save on him, and he starts laughing. I mean, he obviously had said something to Stamkos, which was not this time, and then Stamkos is laughing and Tuukka's laughing. They certainly didn't play him very effectively.
No, that is going to be a point of emphasis, I would say, come playoff time.
I think you're right. Mike's in Draken. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Good. Great.
The last call just took a little bit of my thunder. Dale, you said a couple weeks back that they're a Stanley Cup contender. I couldn't agree with you more. Although last night's loss did not. I wasn't too upset. I'm looking at it as them in the last period of a four game road trip. You know, and that I'll tell you the one thing that bothered me. Well, let me tell you before the one thing that bothered me. Another good thing is 5 games, 21 goals in 5 games.
Yeah.
Right.
And getting secondary score, getting secondary scoring, getting goals from up and down the lineup. It's all a very positive sign.
Exactly. And the one thing that I didn't like, I didn't know if there was a play before it, if it was just retaliating, whether it was retaliating or not. I think he knows better. But right at the end of the game, I think there was only like 3 minutes left or something, or 2 minutes left, and Marchand slashes.
It was a dumb penalty. We've given Marchand credit for you know not doing dumb things most of the year. This wasn't a dumb, like he hurt a guy, went after a guy.
Right.
He knocked the guy's stick out of his hands from behind. Well, they're going to call that. That's a slash. They're going to call it every time. And it was good officiating, I thought, by the league, where the official who made the call, because Marchand was going off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a tie game. You know, they're trying to get back into this thing. They're trying to get the win. He takes a dumb penalty, giving Tampa Bay the power play. And he's yelling, and the official skated away. You know, I'm not even going to give you a chance to cross the line here. I'm just going to skate away.
Right, exactly.
He has not done a bunch of dumb things this year. That was a dumb penalty.
Yeah, hopefully that's
it's going to get called every time. Kiefer Madness is coming up next. Can't wait because it's local. It involves you and you and you and you.
Yeah.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get connected with Rich Keefe on Twitter at Keefe21. Now back to more of Dale and Keefe on Sports Radio WEEI.
Kiefer Madness?
Kiefer Madness?
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
What now? Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say?
Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great buildup and then nothing.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay. So screw you, Keefe.
Yeah. Right.
Screw you.
Yeah, exactly. We don't need you.
Stupid jerk.
We don't need you.
Kiefer Madness. Rich Keefe is just that guy makes you laugh.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
It depends when and where. Not if you're in a Walmart parking lot at 2 in the afternoon.
What he didn't expect was that the clerk would pull out a machete of his own.
But who gets up at 2 o'clock in the morning and fixes spaghetti?
If you cannot trust this person, you do not go to this person.
Here we go. It is a Tuesday around noon 30.
It's not a machete, though, is it, Keith? It's a...
Machete.
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 Thank you.
Good. Beef up the old home defense.
Smart. I would do it.
Go out and get yourself a machete. Dale, we normally go to Florida or...
Because let's be honest, the woods are usually filled with stories down there.
It's a lot of Florida stories that we typically do.
Florida man attacked by a crazy squirrel gone nuts.
It's usually Florida stories. This time...
Can happen.
How about this? In our own backyard.
No.
Massachusetts.
All right.
We're staying in state, and it's actually... WBZ's Lisa Hughes gets this story started.
Nice.
At a supermarket north of Boston, some shoppers claim there might be a poltergeist in the produce.
poltergeist in the produce.
I have a feeling she just did that because she could get the pee in there. Do we know which? I mean, can't poltergeist go to any department they want?
Yeah, but I guess specifically here, maybe this one's in the poultry. We're going to find out a whole lot more, though, because we like talking about ghosts on this show.
Yes.
We do. And so it's very fitting that we would have this story.
Several people, in fact, say they have seen a spirit at the Market Basket in Wilmington. So we wondered, could we see it?
The Market Basket in Wilmington.
Market Basket.
Is apparently haunted.
There's a Market Basket in Bellingham that my wife likes to go to a lot.
Yes.
Saturday mornings, it's nuts.
Oh, I bet.
I try to avoid it.
It's a nice place to go. Rossi and I have both been to this Wilmington Market Basket.
Really?
Yes,
this is my current Market Basket.
Have you guys seen anything?
No. I don't want to say anything yet. Let's let the story play out. I may have a little something.
Tease, all right. Good tease.
Ghostbuster Christina Reck set out to find the truth about a grocery store phantom.
Wait a minute.
Sound effects?
They actually hired a Ghostbuster for this?
Not the right one.
No.
They get Egon?
No, not Egon. They did a reboot with women. I don't know if you saw that one.
Yeah, that didn't go so well.
It didn't go so well.
I don't remember their names.
There's a lot of angry men on the internet about that.
Ghostbuster Christina Reck set out to find the truth about a grocery store phantom.
I don't know what they knocked over there, but here we go.
Some say grocery shopping is scary enough.
Good start, Dale. I personally hate grocery shopping. So
I
I'm
love grocery shopping.
It's scary. Because I go in there, I always have a list. I don't know what, I don't get anything on my own, so I'm just told what to get when I do go. And it's there's always like one or two things on the list that is impossible to find. Like everything else is like, you know where it is, and then there's always like one thing, you're like, come on, where the hell is this? And I don't want to ask anybody, so then I just end up wandering around looking for it.
You really don't do much shopping then?
I don't. I try not to.
Because it's not really
because
hard to
find.
Because
he really likes to have a sit, a craft beer, pet the dog, and
not bothering
eat
anybody.
His sweatpants.
Right. Not bothering anybody doing that.
It tells you the labels are on each of the aisleway. Like,
I'm telling you,
rice is a rice aisle.
My point is, there's always one thing on the list
that
where
you
you're
can't
like,
find.
Why do we need this? What is this?
Well, it's not even whether you need it or not. It's you wander through all the aisles trying to find
and
it.
And you can't, and you're driving yourself nuts because they can only put so many words on each aisle.
Where's the Dinty Moore beef stew?
Exactly. I'm like,
you
what?
Go nuts.
I'm like, we've never had this. I'm like, why do we need this?
Discount aisle.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe
listen,
that's what
you
it
know
is.
What you need to do? You need to
a miscellaneous. You need a miscellaneous aisle.
You need to treat it like you know, like a game show. Like you're going
I
around
need to
and you
treat it like a game show. Supermarket sweep, just load up on diapers and turkeys.
Yeah, but let's be honest.
Absolutely.
If anybody would treat grocery shopping like a game show, it's Jason Rossi.
That's
I do every time I
you
tell my
it.
Wife clock me, I'll be
clock you
out the door, back in the door, and I always try to set a time. If we're like
well, that's
doing
reckless. Because that includes driving. Now you're speeding.
I'm not speeding. I manage my time in the grocery store so well, I don't have to speak.
Have you ever had a collision in the aisles? And
several times.
Dump trucked a kid or something?
Where I used to... Listen, you said Bellingham. I used to live in Revere, and there was a Revere in Chelsea. Those Market Baskets are
aggressive.
Purgatory.
People, yeah, it's aggressive.
Because you don't know where you're going.
No. I don't like that. Small aisles. We don't need to get over that again.
Small aisles.
I think we're getting away from the centerpiece of the story here.
But my point is there's always something on my list that is hard to find, hard to track down.
Say grocery shopping is scary enough.
If the rumors are true, it makes this Market Basket a lot more interesting.
Interesting. That's one way of putting it, I suppose. If the place is haunted, if there's ghosts also in the Market Basket.
Do you think ghosts show themselves a lot during the daytime?
I don't see why not. I don't know why they have to only be night.
On the investigations I've been on.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
They've all been at night. I've never done one in the day.
I think it's just spookier at night. I don't think they're necessarily more prone to popping up during the night. I don't know.
And at the Wilmington Market Basket, while you hunt for groceries, a ghost may haunt the store.
Ooh. How about that? Haunting the store. I feel like they must be stuck there. There's always like a reason, right, why these ghosts are still here. But why would you want to be at the grocery store? All due respect to Market Basket, I like to get in and get out. This poor person's stuck there.
People who have supposedly seen the ghost say she's a young woman with light skin, long dark hair, dressed in traditional Victorian garb.
I'm going to go out on a limb and suggest that the Market Basket might be 20 years old, 25 years old, maybe.
Yeah, I don't think it's a super
Victorian.
Old, yeah. Well, maybe they built the Market Basket around her.
On a Victorian burial ground.
Could be. And she was there. This is where she lived many, 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 many moons ago.
They see her in the aisle, and then they turn around to see if she's still there, and she's gone.
How about that?
Well, they don't just hang around.
She taps you on the shoulder, then runs to the other
playful.
Side.
Playful.
It could be. Sounds like a playful ghost.
There's a ghost in the store.
So now they've found a kid.
to talk to.
Scaring the crap out of some 7-year-old.
Well, no, and now it's true that kids can see ghosts better than adults can. There's something about, I don't know, their believability or something, but they can. I don't know what it is.
There's a ghost in the store.
The rumors are all over town. A young female spooky specter seen by a handful of scared shoppers.
I don't know if they're all scared necessarily. Some people are
intrigued
by it. There's
nothing to be afraid of.
Well, I mean, it's a little spooky, I suppose, but some people are okay with it, right?
The only thing to be scared of in there is if you can't find your item.
I know. I've been there. And you're lost. You're getting frustrated. You're tired.
The whole Dinty Moore beef stew thing.
Can't find it. Then you're like, you know what? I'm just not going to have it. And then when my wife says, well, where's this that was on the list? I'm like, they didn't have it today. She's like, yes, I know for a fact that they did.
No. I've never seen a ghost.
7-year-old Brianna had her eyes peeled for any moving shopping carts, maybe missing a driver. And she says she'll be brave in the face of fear.
Oh. I'm going in for the frozen peas!
She's going to have a brave face, Dale, which is great to hear.
No, they don't do anything. They just, like, go right through you. Because they're ghosts.
I think it's silly.
Goes right through her.
Whoa.
Yeah. Is that real? Does that happen to her, you think?
I need more info.
Now, you've been on ghost hunts before, Dale.
Yes.
As a ghost ever...
We call them investigations,
I'm sorry.
Investigating.
You're not hunting them. That would be
no,
kind of...
That would be...
A little crossing a line. Now, on these investigations...
Which way did they go?
Setting traps.
Yeah, I know.
These bear traps. Like, that's really dangerous. Now, have they ever kind of gone through you?
No. No, I don't know that they do that.
Because I have seen Patrick Swayze go inside of Whoopi Goldberg just so he could... Make love one last time to Demi Moore.
Thank you for that, John.
More or less. More or less, that's what happened.
A gallon of bleach to scrub that visual.
More or less, that's what happened.
Oh, more or less.
Yeah, more or less.
Yeah.
And then they made a pot.
Now, of course, any ghost story comes with its non-believers. But what would a so-called ghost be doing at a Massachusetts grocery store? Maybe she just wanted some booberries. Or was she headed to the frozen food aisle for some ice cream?
You know,
oh, I hate
someone is not taking this seriously.
This is the Ghostbuster you sent? She's talking about booberry and ice cream?
Stop that.
Terrible. Now, they do every Halloween. The Count Chocula goes back out there, and booberry and Frankenberry. They're all available in stores.
Who is this news story for?
Us.
Us as in who?
Little Richie
specifically, Keith. Specifically our show, because we talk about ghosts. I think they did make this for us. What, you didn't like the puns?
No, I feel like she's talking to that 7-year-old child.
Well,
that she's trying to scare, and she's not even scared. She's like,
no,
oh, yeah, ghosts just go right through you.
Yeah, which, I don't know if that's right.
Maybe she just wanted some booberries. Or was she headed to the frozen food aisle for some ice cream?
What would you give that on a scale of 1 to 10 on the delivery?
Minus 2.
Okay, Dale. I thought it was pretty strong.
Ice cream?
Question mark? Question mark?
Perhaps, still want to give that a
perhaps,
strong...
Perhaps, let's go 4. I'll give her a 4.
Boo.
Okay.
They got the little girl just to say boo.
That was better.
Boo.
Okay, enough with the puns. Either way, the rumors are fun for the kids.
Have you told the kids about it?
I have. I'm trying to scare them right now. It's not working.
Oh, what?
He's trying to scare the kids.
Oh, yeah. Good,
parent, haunted
good
house?
Parenting by yeah. you, sir. Yeah.
Bring him to the Market Basket. Try to give him a scare.
But for adults?
I'm not afraid of no ghosts.
All right, now you're just quoting Ghostbusters.
I got that,
at this
yeah.
point is what the guy's doing.
I'm not afraid of no ghosts.
Looks to me like he's running away. In Wilmington, Christina Rex, WBZ News.
So now, Jason Rossi, again, I've only been to this particular Market Basket 2 or 3 times. This is your current Market Basket that you go to.
Is it now, after with what you know?
This is, I go there 2-3 times a week. I'm like, placed, my home is right between 2 Market Baskets.
Let me stop you right there real quick. Why can't you just get everything that you need for the week at one go?
I don't think that far ahead all the time.
Really?
I like to just like do 2 or 3 days and keep going. I enjoy shopping, too.
Oh, my God.
I like the interaction with people. I'm the guy who talks to everybody.
I hate you.
He is.
I hate that guy.
Oh, no. He is that guy. He is the guy who's coming up to
yeah.
you.
Hey.
Do you need that sesame oil?
Oh, you see the deal on kumquats? I saw the deal.
You guys ever try these nut thins?
Oh,
they
God.
More chip than nut. But I was in an aisle. I was driving down, and right behind, like as soon as I passed, it was the dip aisle.
Oh, yeah.
I just... heard a smash and like a pop right behind me. So I turned around and one of the French's dips just was thought.
Just
there was
one.
Nobody,
there's nobody
me.
There.
There was nobody behind me.
You saw the ghost.
And it was at this Market Basket.
It was at this Market Basket in Wilmington, Main Street. And I said, huh, I didn't think twice. And I just kept on rolling. This was last week.
So you didn't want to have to clean it up.
So the dip just fell?
I didn't want it. Yeah.
Did it explode?
Yeah, it went all over
so
the place.
Dip
a little
everywhere.
Piece of glass actually hit my foot.
Wait, what?
Like the glass went explodes. It like slid down and hit me.
So did you? You didn't say anything to anybody?
I didn't say anything. I just kind of like, oh, this is weird, and kind of scooted
along.
And so
there was nobody else on the aisle with you.
Nobody.
Was there somebody on the other aisle?
Not.
Could they have pushed it back? Or
I don't know. I can't answer that part of it.
Well, I mean, these are the questions.
But I didn't think there was anything about a ghost. And then all of a sudden, my mother-in-law actually sent me this video.
Oh yeah.
And she was like, oh, this is where you guys shop, right? And I was like,
yeah.
And I kind of put two and two together. So maybe. It could be. You know, she might have passed through me to hit that French's
dip. Did you feel like a chill?
It doesn't stand out.
Did you hear this?
Yeah, that would have given it away.
Did you hear that?
I think I may have. I have to, you know, it's one of those things like when it happens to you, you don't remember until
afterwards.
How long
ago was this?
This is like a week ago.
Oh, okay.
It's like last Wednesday.
So, this isn't Market Basket. At my local Stop and Shop, you know what they have now?
They have
a cleanup robot.
Oh, I've
is
heard
this about
these.
This
there's this robot that I've is that
these.
Is. I will tweet out a picture of the robot.
I've heard about
because I took
this.
One the other day, roaming the store, making little noises, and it's got little googly eyes on the side.
Does it speak English?
No, it doesn't talk.
Oh, it just kind of beeps and boops.
It's just beep, 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 and it goes around the store looking to clean stuff up.
It's like a droid.
Yes.
Okay.
So it could be that you know something like that would mess with you a little bit too.
Oh man, what about a ghost and a robot wrapped up into one?
With a hobbit.
Ghost robot with a little hobbit running around.
That's
very
not walking, just walking.
Yeah, that's not bad. So, Dale, I think we probably need to speak with an expert about this, don't you?
I think I can arrange that. Because I know for a fact that a friend of mine has already reached out on Twitter and offered to take this case on.
I would love it. That would be great. Local. So, today, right?
Yes.
Amy Bruni, who is Dale's... When Dale does any of these ghost investigations,
yes.
It's with Amy Bruni.
And Adam Berry.
And Amy's going to join us at 1:30 today.
We're going
to
talk about
this. Good.
In fact, on her show, Kindred Spirits, the episode that runs on Thursday, which is the season ender,
yes.
Was at the Lizzie Borden house, and I was there that night.
Ooh,
I was there for the investigation and watching what was going on.
Now, I would say you can tweet us, Dale Keefe, WEEI. You can text us or give us a call. Maybe we'll talk to you off the air. If you have been to this same Market Basket in Wilmington and you have a experience like Jason Rossi has had, we would love to hear it.
I feel like now I have a real true ghost story.
I think you do. I think you absolutely do.
Without
you didn't
even
know it
knowing.
You didn't even know it.
No, just some French's dip trying to jump out at me.
No.
Thought it was advertising.
She was trying to get your attention. She probably liked how you were looking that day.
Do you think a young Victorian woman would go right for the French's dip aisle?
I think she was going after Rossi. I think she might have had a crush. That's what I think.
She likes him thick.
Your words, not mine.
we don't fat shame here.
We don't.
So, you know.
We never would.
Never have. Never would.
We're above that.
617-779-7937. We will talk to Amy later on.
Good.
We will find out if there can be a Victorian haunting of a Market Basket in Wakefield.
How legitimate this is.
Well, she would be the one who would know.
That's right.
Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
It just might go right through you. Because they're ghosts.
Was she headed to the frozen food aisle for some ice cream? Maybe she just wanted some booberries.
I'm not afraid of no ghosts.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Take Dale and Keefe with you wherever you go. Download the Radio.com app. Now back to Dale and Keefe on WEEI.
So I tweeted out a picture of the little cleanup robot at my local supermarket, and somebody else sent us a video.
Oh, yeah.
These things look
this
like the real
deal. This
is
much creepier. The ghost, the Victorian ghost at the Market Basket would not creep me out as much as this thing does.
I haven't come across one of these guys in any of the stores I've been in. Of course, I just put my head down and grind. You know, when I'm in the grocery store, I'm not trying to mess around. I'm trying to make friends like Rossi is. I get in and get out.
I'm just here trying to get my big gulp Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, I get my Fritos.
Let me move on.
I get my Fritos and my Dew, and I get out of there. These things look kind of intimidating, huh?
Can you have a conversation
with them?
I don't think so.
I don't think they talk.
Can you ride one? Like, say you were, like, kind of tired and you just wanted to ride one down the aisle a little bit?
You could give that a whirl.
How much do they get paid?
They don't.
Oh, they don't?
I still would bet more than me.
Yeah, it might be similar.
Could be.
Yeah. So, they're taking jobs. That's where it starts, Dale. Pretty soon, there's going to be robots doing everything.
There are now three human beings out of work because of Marty. Because
of Marty. Marty the robot. Pretty good.
We'll talk to Amy later on.
Good.
We'll find out.
I got a few questions for her.
Well, the whole investigating during the day thing.
Yeah,
I got to find
ask her
about
that. Yeah. I don't see why not.
The times I've been with them, it's always been at night.
Well, maybe she'll go when the Market Basket is closed. Maybe she'll go at night. That doesn't mean there's not things that happen during the day. You hear about days, people getting scared during the day all the time.
I'm sure it happens. I just don't know about
exactly.
We'll talk to her later on, and she'll give us the scoopage on this whole thing.
I think it's personally scarier if there's a ghost during the day, because you always just think it happens at night. This thing's coming through the walls in here, like right now, forget it.
Like, why do you think that? They're, like, nocturnal?
No, that's just the way, like, movies and, like...
Well, just because it's scarier, because it's dark. That's
exactly, but that's even... I think it's more terrifying if they're just all hours of the day. They're just coming at you. You never know.
You ever see The Sixth Sense?
I did, yes. Well, never saw the ending, though.
Oh, it's good. You should tune in for the ending. Go back and watch it. But what my point is, there's a lot of day activity, I would say, like most of the film.
Yeah, ghosts don't take, like, rests. They can just kind of do it whenever
they
want.
Thank you, Shime. Yeah, they're just kind of out and about all the time. You ever watch Ghost Whisperer, the show?
That one
great
I watched.
She was crossing people over day, dawn, dusk, didn't matter.
Long-running CW program Supernatural has a lot of ghost activity.
Thank
there,
you, Sean. Yeah, and they're doing
long-running CW. I listen to them.
Yeah, that's good. It's good stuff.
I don't know. I just think that robots creep me out more than ghosts.
Yeah, fair enough.
And hobbits creep you out more than both.
No, they're just slow. They don't creep me out. They're just like, hurry up. Let's go. Get across. Let's go.
We can turn this three-hour movie into about an hour
zip
and a half.
It. You can zip through it like a half-hour episode if you guys just
move
get going.
Move this baby along here. So we did mention this earlier. Rick Porcello got sculled last night.
Right.
He took second inning, took a line drive up the middle, off the squash, went down as any of us would. The ball literally caromed to Jackie Bradley Jr. in center field. It was hit so hard.
Oh, it was just blasted. Hit him right in the head.
And so he goes down. Now, of course.
Oh, he lined one off Porcello, and he goes down. Let's see, he's up on his feet.
Yeah, he got right up, and then the trainer comes out there, and he's laughing. He almost took a bite out of the owner or the trainer.
I don't think he was going to take a bite out of him.
He was
playing with him.
Well,
it was playful Rick Porcello.
Like, does he normally do that, or is that a sign of something? I would have gotten him out of the game. Like, all right, he's acting crazy. He's got hit with a baseball in the brain off of the bat. Like, just crushed. I don't think – sometimes you see it where pitchers kind of get their hand up or their glove, and it could have been a lot worse, and they kind of deflect it. But based on the video, it hit him pretty clean right in the head. Now, I know your head is very hard, right? You have a thick skull, maybe some more so than others.
Enough.
But yeah, the thing ricochets into center field, and yet he stays in the game. And I know it was just the second inning, but still, I don't know why.
Maybe it's time to get him the hell out of the game.
Yeah, I would have taken him out.
I mean, if it was a regular season game, I would have taken him out. A preseason game in Arizona?
Yeah, I mean, I know it's his last start before the regular season begins, but I think it's that important. You could always have him take the mound tomorrow and not in a game necessarily,
right.
But get a bunch of pitches in.
I mean, you're not going to pitch till what, game three?
Right.
Which I think is next Sunday. Don't they have a day off between
Thursday?
No, they
don't.
Oh, they don't.
They play every single
Saturday.
Day.
So he's going to pitch Saturday, I guess. But.
Yeah, and that's fine, right? And then I don't think him pitching a couple more innings last night was really going to be a huge difference. But they obviously felt like he was fine. It was just, I was surprised.
Well, he was joking about it. I mean, there was a lot of laughter going on and
some of that's got to be like adrenaline. Like, you trust the guy that just gets drilled in the head like that to like make his own decision on whether he's going to keep playing? I don't know. I probably would have taken him out, but we'll see what happens. We'll see if there's any kind of after effects.
I mean, I generally cover a sport in which, you know, guys lose like six teeth. You know, their coach says, yeah, his teeth are all over the place in there.
He's going to scoop them up and keep going.
He just keeps playing.
Yeah, but this is like, this could be a head injury, like a pretty serious head injury. But I don't know, maybe.
Apparently he's okay.
Yeah, I guess.
All is well. Yeah. Everything's fine. Yeah, just move on from there.
Yeah.
But it seemed, you know, what the heck? I might have thought of getting him the heck out of the game.
I definitely would have, for sure.
So we talked about that, and we also talked about the video that will never be unseen by Rich Keefe again.
Yeah, that one kind of got me. The Yusef Nurkic video, if you've already eaten your lunch, maybe give it some time.
Might want to just hold off on
that. Don't give it a go. It's a very simple Twitter search, and it was a compound fracture. So the Portland Trailblazers big man, you know, crashed in the offensive glass, goes up, comes down, leg shatters.
Tibia. That's what it sounded like.
That was me earlier watching the video.
Compound fracture of both the tibia and the fibula.
Just like one of the gross ones. And unfortunately, these happen, it seems like, every couple of weeks. There's like a video of somebody doing that. And it's one where all the guys in the court were kind of sick. Damian Lillard said he was like sick to his stomach looking at it.
I see, and Gordon Hayward has already reached out on Twitter and offered his support because he's got a rough idea.
Well, these
it wasn't as bad as that one last night, but yeah, it was bad.
It's like a weird kind of brotherhood, like Paul George, Gordon Hayward, Kevin Ware, you know, whatever he might be doing somewhere, and now Nurkic. And so he's one of those guys that wears like the compression pants or like whatever, like the high socks compression pant type thing. So it could have been even more grotesque. But that sort of covered it up. Not that that's what you're looking for. Ross is like, what was that? Huh?
No, I'm just, I can't with these stories.
No, I know.
I just want to just let everyone know, if you are interested, we're not promoting it.
Well, okay. then you sound like you are.
No, Ross is
talking about the story.
He hates it. Yo, Dale Keefe, WEEI.
Yes.
All right.
Dale Keefe, WEEI Twitter, if you want to. Maybe, you know, right after
did
the
you
line.
Slap a not safe for work on it there, Shime?
No, but I can go edit that because I personally tried to avoid it as I was
posting. Did you watch it? Did you end up watching it?
No.
So earlier I told this story about, you know, way back on Wide World of Sports in this video that they showed. I since found it. 1969, a guy by the name of Don McTavish, who, by the way, is from Dover, Mass. He's
well,
in
that
a NASCAR.
Worse for.
Oh, yeah. This guy got killed.
He was killed, but you also don't really see it. Like the Nurkic one, you see it. The other one, it's just cars crashing into it. It's like a half a car. Because his car got destroyed, so he's in half a car, and then another car smashes into him, and you're like, oh my God, I bet that guy died. Yes, he did die. So that one's just awful.
I showed
you
it
saw
to Rich.
Death.
I mean, I showed Rich the video because I found it online here, and I remember vividly Wide World of Sports saying, and just a little bit, we're going to show you what happened at Daytona Motor Speedway this afternoon, but we want to warn you. Now, the minute they say that,
oh my God, yeah,
people like you, people like Shime go, oh, I'm going to go see that.
Well, no, I told you, I'm not really into watching death.
Well, they didn't say you're going to see somebody die.
Oh, well.
They just said, we're going to warn you.
About their deal. A lot of sickos out there that like videos like this. But yeah, the Nurkic one, because I just read the headline. I think ESPN or one of these websites had just the headline, you know, Nurkic suffers compound fracture. And you're like, oh boy, do I want to watch this or not? And then, again, curiosity killed the cat, Dale.
Whoa!
My friends call me Whiskers, so I was obviously curious enough to see it.
Now, I did show Keith the video of the Don McTavish crash, but I avoided the video of the guy who lived.
Well, it's funny because we had a caller earlier say how he watched it on YouTube, and then the problem with YouTube is it's like, oh, next video is like another one like this, which is probably worse. And guess what? Here's another one. Just keep it streaming nonstop, and then you're just watching gross injuries. No, but the McTavish one... The result is obviously the worst case scenario, but watching it, you're like, oh, that car just smashed into that car. Whereas Nurkic, you're like, oh, his leg is bent the wrong way. Like all of his weight came down just right, snapped his leg. And then as a caller also pointed out, the ref walks by him and like bumps into his foot. You're like, don't touch it.
Well, I don't. I think he
damage
was trying,
is done, maybe?
No. I think he was trying to not look at something.
I don't know. I don't think he knew. I think he was like, oh, the guy's down. Because guys fall in the league all the time. Yeah. And then they're like, they get helped up. And it's like, oh, they kind of limp off. Or like, oh, my knee kind of hurts a little bit. Or my twisted my ankle. Because he walked off. I think they were going to like make a call. Because then he turned around. And you could see the moment in which he looks back at Nurkic and is like, oh, God. Not good. Then they put the X out like they're in the WWE. Like, guys, this is for real.
But then they started working the X. Like, it stopped being a
Yeah, you can't do that.
Then it became a work X, and,
no, it's
and
not good.
They were doing it no matter what. Everybody, and then people stopped believing in the X.
Yeah, no, it's not good. But so then they had to stretcher them off and everything else, but it was disgusting. So if you're into that sort of thing, it's available, and if you're not, avoid it at all costs. If somebody sends you anything today with the headline Nurkic, avoid it.
Is it just, I'm dead serious when I say this, they're so tall and gangly and spindly. You know, like, you don't even see that many broken legs like that in the NFL, in the NHL.
Right.
You don't see it in like, that sort of thing seems to be the domain of basketball.
Now, I think, like, in football, too, when you have seen it, it's more like...
Somebody hits it.
Yeah, a guy gets kind of stuck and then gets bent the wrong
way. Right.
Like, whether it was, you know, Joe Theismann or Alex Smith or some of those really nasty ones, it's a foot is in the wrong spot, and then, you know, again, it's tackle football. Whereas in basketball, it just seems to be guys jumping up and landing wrong. And that is one of my big takeaways of basketball players.
Don't jump?
It doesn't come across on TV as much as it does in person or if you're up close to them, is just how thin most of them are.
They're so gangly.
Yeah, there's like no body weight, and there are no body fat, and they're all super tall. And so like their legs are super thin. Like most of them are like really, really thin. And so I guess, I mean, they still jump up and down nonstop throughout these games. So you have to hit it just perfectly, I guess. And then it snaps. Here's some play-by-play, Dale, of Nurkic.
Oh.
Team to shoot off the screen. Swings to Mo. Has a step. Drives in on Carroll. Power drive, no. Followed by Nurk, no. Nurk knocked to the floor and a foul. And Nurkic is in pain. And Nurk is down. And the left leg.
Yeah. So they didn't really know.
They did not see it in live time. Otherwise, they would have thrown up on each other. He goes, Nurkic goes down.
He's flying into the plate.
Yeah, I would say, at the very least. Yeah, so they didn't really get it, whereas like...
Like what, Kevin Harlan.
He knew it.
The minute it happened,
he
knew.
Yeah, he certainly knew. So they didn't know. They must have been looking at the ball or something, because if you just watch the play, it's pretty obvious what happens. I mean, his leg just goes in the absolute wrong way. And that's a big loss for Portland, by the way. Like, not that we really care about the Western Conference necessarily.
Hayward has broken his leg. Hayward has broken his leg.
But the Blazers are the fourth seed right now. They're a half game back of the Rockets for the three seed in the West. And that is, you know, it's not like losing Lillard or McCollum, but that's a big loss for them.
I see these things and I think, how does he go back? How does this guy go back?
I know, because he's going to be out probably a year at least. And then come like Gordon Hayward did and like Paul George did.
I think, and
like,
how do you have that
confidence?
Think we gave,
I don't know.
What it takes for Gordon Hayward to come back. We didn't give it enough credit.
No,
the psychological effects and forget about the physical effects. Bones heal. I understand that.
Yeah. And I think one of the worst things that happened to Hayward was Paul George and how from afar we saw him. And the next thing you know, he's averaging 25 a game again. You're like, oh, Paul George is fine. So Gordon Hayward will be fine. Like, well, not everybody's going to think about it the same way. And think about how crazy it was that we were having the conversation probably around this time last year. Hey, could Hayward be back for the playoffs? Could Gordon Hayward be back for the playoffs? A year ago.
And we're thinking it, yeah.
And then you see him play this year, and yeah, he's had a few good games, but for the most part, nowhere near. So what could he have possibly brought to the table last playoff season? Nothing. But yeah, I think the mental obstacle has got to be even more significant at this point anyway than how he actually feels physically.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. According to Tom E. Curran,
yes,
NBC Sports Boston. There's been no talks about a Tom Brady contract.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to make me look bad for the second time in a week, apparently.
Oh, no, Dale.
Except if you do a little deeper read of his story, it doesn't actually say that. We'll get to it in just a couple of minutes. Amy Bruni will join us at the bottom of the hour, and we'll find out if there's actually a Victorian ghost in the Market Basket in Wakefield.
A poltergeist in the poultry section.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.